is respected again. United States was not respected. Everybody was taking advantage of us, from jobs and taking our companies and not paying the price to so many other things, even military protection. I told a number of countries over the last few days, I said, listen, you're a very rich country. We protect you. Without our protection, you would have real problems. And you would have real problems. I said, you should reimburse us for this protection. Why are we protecting you? And do you want to know what they said? After about 2 minutes of talking, they agreed with a group of very talented people. They agreed with me. But they said, one of them said, but Mr. President, nobody ever asked us for that. They never asked us for that. Nobody's ever said you should pay. These are really wealthy countries. I mean, I'll be honest. I just asked Japan. I said, we're defending you. You're a very wealthy country. You're sending us millions of cars. You're making a fortune. We have a tremendous trade deficit with you. And we're defending you, and we're subsidizing your military with a massive amount of money. I said it to South Korea. We have 32,000 soldiers in South Korea. They're very wealthy. These are great countries. These are very wealthy countries. I said, why aren't you reimbursing us for our costs? And you know what? They look at me, and they can't even answer it, because there's no answer. If they're a poor country, and they needed protection, and people were going to die, I'm all for protecting them. I don't want 10 cents. But when wealthy countries that have massive trade surpluses with us, massive, and then on top of that, we're paying for their military, or we're paying for a lot of their military, that doesn't work. How about two more, and we'll call.
Mr. President, really quickly, and Mr. President, you said you feel a kinship.